restlessness and worry the Buddha compares to somebody who is a slave. And and that that's especially from the English language and from our own cultural perspective, a slave is something. Is really is very, very strong language, and being in slavery it does not bring up any connotations of well-being and happiness, and that restlessness is on a certain level it's insidious how the mind is always just restlessly looking for something else to do other than attend to the present moment, attend to its well-being, attend to the cessation of suffering. It's sort of restlessly looking for more suffering to poke its nose into, and so our mind is enslaved by that habit. So that to really see really seeing the harm, the lack of benefit in that kind of restlessness and the Buddha and this is where the Buddha encourages that use of mindfulness of breathing is the primary condition that the Buddha gives for helping to alleviate that the quality of restlessness, uttuccha kukuccha, and that attending to the mindfulness of breathing in the ways that help to calm and to settle, relax, bring to tranquility the body and the mind. So that really. Attending to that moving attention and energy through the body with the breathing, with the breath energy that really is relaxing and settling, and that is when restlessness starts to settle down, and there's this sense of happiness that comes up in the mind because there's one is freeing oneself from slavery. It's a very vivid image, and the happiness that arises from that is similarly it is vivid.